There is one thing that we will spend more time doing in our lives on Earth than anything else, and that is sleeping. We often don't think much about sleep, but it's a vital component for health. Indeed, a recent survey shows that 64% of Australians rate it right up there with healthy diet as a key component to good health. Now, unfortunately, a reasonable percentage were also concerned that they weren't quite getting enough sleep, and were getting around 6.5 hours versus the preferred 8 hours. Now, it's not essential for everybody to get 8 hours sleep every night, but most of us will need around about 8 hours sleep on average most nights of the week. The body's a little bit forgiving, but don't push it too far. One of the reasons at this time of year, and in the Southern Hemisphere we're coming up to end of school exams, in young people is studying and cramming late at night for upcoming exams. Interesting research out of America shows that not getting enough sleep the night before an exam actually reduced rather than improved exam performance. So yes, you do need to do your study, that's obviously important, but it's also critical that your body and mind are in a good shape for an exam, and not getting enough sleep the night before actually lowers rather than improves performance. At the other end of the age scale, work has been showing that, and this is not surprising, that elderly people given sleeping tablets are more likely to suffer hip fractures. Now, this comes about, of course, because if people get up through the night or even in the morning and they're a little bit affected still by the sleeping tablets, they may be more likely to trip and fall. And in an older age group, that increases, obviously, the risk of fracturing a hip, which can be a major issue. Hear a lot about wanting to prevent falls, perhaps not giving people sleeping tablets or other medications that increase their rates or chances of falling would be a good thing. A lot of people say they have problems with getting off to sleep, and there are some simple things you can do to improve that. There's a list of about a dozen things in my website. You can go and have a look and search for sleep. A couple of key things: switching off screens at least an hour before going to bed, not having a big meal late at night helps, doing some regular exercise is good for sleep, as is guided relaxations or meditations. And there are a number of other things you can do as well. So, despite the line of the song which said, "I'll sleep when I'm dead," we do need to get our sleep. In fact, if we don't get enough sleep, it might hasten the onset of death. To that extent, don't stress about it, but focus and make sleep a priority in your life.